Remember the good old days? Everything was perfect then. Life was simpler. Things have changed so much. If only we could go back to the way things used to be. Okay, not everybody agrees with me. Because although back then, in those good old days, it is true that antibiotics hadn't been discovered yet. So I'm thinking I probably wouldn't be here now because of that time I had pneumonia. On the other hand, way back then, Paul was sending women out to preach in other churches, so there is that. But then there were some issues with the empire. I mean, the church was definitely being persecuted. It was all good if you were a citizen of Rome. We were talking about the good old days of the Roman Empire, right? Or perhaps that's not the first thing that came to mind when I said the good old days. The funny thing is, people have been pining for the good old days ever since the good old days. Even in the Bible, we can find places where people pined for the way things used to be. As if everything that had happened before was just perfect. All throughout the book of Exodus, the Israelites complained to Moses about how much better off they were as slaves in Egypt. These are my people. I can just picture this. For this you took us out of Egypt? I was, please. And in Ecclesiastes, part of the wisdom literature in the Hebrew scriptures, there is this from chapter 7, verse 10. Don't ask, how is it that the former days were better than these? Because it isn't wise to ask this. We do that, though. We're programmed to. We look back fondly on our history with rose-colored glasses. We embellish our happy memories and don't remember that on that super fantastic vacation, we had a stomachache for a day and a half. When times are unsteady, it's natural to turn to the past with loving eyes. But it can be easy to forget that the good old days were also changing times. We live in changing times now, and there's been a lot of rhetoric tossed around about making America great again. What does that mean? Does it mean that America at some time in the past was great, but is no longer? Does it mean if only all these pesky people weren't shining a light on all the injustices that still exist, we'd be all right? I was privileged to be part of a thoughtful conversation just yesterday, and among other things, the topic of violence in movies and games came up. How much more violent movies are now, we were thinking. But as it happens, I've been thinking about this recently. Oh, I do think movies might be bloodier now. But I don't know if they're really that much more violent. We look back fondly on old movies as more acceptable, but we used to show children that it was perfectly acceptable for cowboys to shoot Indians. Even in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which is a movie, by the way, that I personally have to watch every year around Christmas time, Bert the Cop, and you know Bert the Cop and Ernie the Cab Driver, Bert and Ernie, Bert the Cop pulls his gun and starts shooting into a crowd at George Bailey, who is running away and who has committed no crime at all. So what's changed? Well, Perhaps it was when movie makers decided to show that wounds bleed. Perhaps that helped to change our perception of what's acceptable. When I was a child, we used to play outside, unsupervised, all the time. We'd go to our friends' houses, we'd walk to school by ourselves. I started to walk to school by myself in the second grade when I was 7 years old. On May 25th, 1979, a 6-year-old boy, Eitan Patz, went missing on his way to school. He wasn't the first child ever to have gone missing, but he was the first to be pictured on a milk carton. The world hadn't gotten any more dangerous. What changed was that we suddenly became aware of the danger that had always been present. And suddenly, parents stopped letting their children play outside unsupervised. So what do we want to go back to? What were your good old days? Are we pining for a time when we were oblivious to the dangers that surrounded us? Or are we pining for a time when we were oblivious to the suffering of others? I seem to recall a white politician from the South saying not too long ago, I think just this past year, that he thought the 1950s were wonderful, the best time ever. Well, the 1950s might have been just wonderful for a white man in the South. Ignorance is bliss, after all. At least it is until our paradigm is shaken. I recall my father telling me about our cousin Chester. Now, Chester and my father were both only children, but Chester's parents were trying to protect him from, well, from the entire world, I think. And there was Uncle Dave. And one day, the whole family was together, and Chester asked Uncle Dave what was on his hands. Uncle Dave told Chester they were calluses. Chester had never seen these before and wanted to know how they got there, and Uncle Dave told him from working. And Chester freaked out. Working? But don't you work in an office? Chester's parents had told him that everyone worked at a desk in an office. This idea of working with your hands, this turned his world upside down. Everything changed. I'm sorry to say that Chester did not end up adjusting well to the world. He did not do well with processing new information. We have a choice. Just this week, a local campaign manager for a local campaign manager in Ohio was forced to step down after she made a public statement that racism didn't exist before President Obama. Now, it's possible, I suppose, that she's been wearing the world's largest set of blinders. Or perhaps she's been willfully ignoring what is right in front of her face because she doesn't care. Or something I haven't thought of. Whatever it's been, her paradigm is changing. Her paradigm is changing, and she has already demonstrated that she's been unable to completely adapt. I don't know what her ultimate outcome will be. And perhaps we don't all have the opportunity to embarrass ourselves in quite such a public way, but our paradigms are shifting as well. There were things I knew when I was younger that I know I don't know now. In Hebrew school, I was taught that all Arabs want to kill all Jews to push us into the sea. I was taught that. I was taught it in Hebrew school. So when I first met Arabs, and they didn't want to kill me, well, that created some cognitive dissonance. I had to adjust to the new information. I'd like to think that I did a better job of it than the now former campaign manager in Ohio, but then I also wasn't given the opportunity to embarrass myself on television, and there was no internet yet. And I'm not the only one whose paradigm has shifted. I know plenty of rabbis who teach an alternative viewpoint now. The world is constantly changing. The smartphones we have now are far more advanced than the original Star Trek communicators. We can see things around the world in real time, and we've become accustomed to a 24-hour-a-day news cycle. We can buy anything we want from anywhere we want 24 hours a day online. I'm a New Yorker. For me, online used to mean when you stand one behind the other for something. People shop online so much now that recycling centers can hardly keep up with all the cardboard boxes. We have medical capabilities now that weren't even dreamt of 30 or 40 years ago. We're able to do all these things, but then sometimes we find that it's only after the fact that we're considering the ethical implications. So what are we to do? Well, we can take the path that some have chosen. We can pine for the good old days. But Will Rogers once said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Even if the good old days were on the right track, even if they were, coming to a dead stop to look back at them means we're just sitting there. And that didn't work for Cousin Chester, and it doesn't seem to be working for the former campaign manager in Ohio. We can say we wish the tide won't come in, but standing at the shoreline with our hands up saying no won't make it stop. We'll just get overwhelmed by it. So what other options do we have? Well, we have the option to learn from the world and what's happening. If things aren't fitting into our paradigm, we can shift our own paradigm. Another option we have is to lead the way. There are times when we might not like what we see in the world. Perhaps our eyes have been open to something that's always been there, but we just didn't see it before. We have an opportunity to make it better. There have always been refugees. We can decide to look to the past and build a wall, or to look to the future and take them in. We know that fossil fuels pollute and aren't sustainable. We can look to the future, be proactive, and develop alternative fuels. I rang the bell for victims of violence this morning, yet violent crimes are down in the U.S., but our eyes have been opened. We are more aware. Many people are responding. This is one way. How else might we respond? What else is changing? How else might we respond? Change is inevitable. As David Bowie said, time may change me, but I can't change time. That's not the song you were expecting, is it? Will you be changed? Well, come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that it's soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are a-changin'. Namaste.